We've been looking at the book of Matthew, chapter 6, and also Luke chapter 11, and specifically looking at Jesus and Jesus teaching the disciples how to pray. One of the disciples said, Jesus, after watching and praying, Jesus, teach us how to pray. And so he gives us an example of how to pray. And I think it's important for us to look at these verses and to look at them individually, because it is Jesus teaching you and I how to pray. And if you've ever felt like your prayers were just powerless, if you felt like your prayers fell on deaf ears, if you felt like your prayer time was not fulfilling or rewarding, if you feel like you don't have that strong relationship and it doesn't feel like it's, well, let's put it this way. If you pray and you don't feel empowered, strengthened, in close relationship with prayers, your answers coming, if you don't feel just that relationship when you pray, we're missing something. And that's what I want to look at again today. Just look at how Jesus then teaches us how to pray. Because I think a lot of us, we just pray much the same way the disciples were doing. They were just praying the same way that they had seen priests pray. They were praying the same way they had all their lives probably. And then Jesus said, no, this is how you pray. And here's some of the things. Now, we looked the other day at praise. And one of the first things he said, he starts everything off by saying, when you pray, say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. And we talked about that and you know what that means. And first of all, it's an acknowledgement of the greatness of God. But it's also in that verse and in those words is statement of praise. It's acknowledging and praising God. And I think that Jesus is saying that when you pray, praise should be an important part of our prayer. And that's something that's not the case for most of us. When you think about how you pray, usually there's not a lot of praise. There's a lot of asking, but there's not a lot of praise, and there's not a lot of relationship. But I'm going to look today a little bit further into that verse, because it goes on to say, Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Again, remember, this is Jesus in answer to the disciples teaching them how to pray. So I think we can apply these things in our own lives and say that this is then how we should pray. So when Jesus says, say this, Your kingdom come, your will be done, or your will be held holy and revered on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus is really telling us it's important what you say. There is power in the words. And I do think, and I think this is true in all areas of our lives. Certainly it's true in our prayer time as well. There's a power in what you say. It's important what you speak with your tongue. And we don't do a very good job of monitoring our tongue. We just kind of say and speak whatever comes. But the power of life and death is in the tongue. And I think that there's power in the authority that we have in Jesus' name. There is power when we pray. And Jesus is saying, it's important what you pray. There's power in the words that you speak and that you say. And Jesus is telling us to say these words. You see, when you face anything in your life, you need to say, Your kingdom come. In other words, you're saying, God, I'm not really going to put my focus. I'm not going to believe the circumstances. I'm not going to believe circumstances that are contrary to your word or your promises. I'm not going to believe the circumstances that my life is in. I'm going to instead believe your word. Your kingdom come. The eventual truth, the final reality of my life is going to be your word. It's going to be what you have said. It's going to be the things of your kingdom. It's not going to be the things of this life. And so I believe that Jesus is saying, hey, when you're praying, acknowledge God in praise. Thank him for what he's done. Acknowledge his goodness and his greatness. And then when you're speaking, speaking words of faith. It's saying, I believe your word. When you're praying to God, have you ever done that? I mean, think about the times that you have in prayer. Do you ever say, you know, God, I believe your word. I am believing your word and your promises. And so I'm not going to spend my time focusing on the circumstances because I believe that those are transitory. Those are going to pass. I do believe that your word and your promises will come to pass in my life. That is what I believe. That's what Jesus is saying, that we should pray. Your kingdom come. It is your word and your promises. Those are the final truth. That's the final arbiter of what takes place in my life. I choose not to focus on and accept circumstances that are less than or contrary to your word or your truth. This is what Jesus is saying that we should speak when we pray. This is the example that he's putting before us. Your kingdom come, God. That means your power and your promises shall come to pass. Your power and your promises, those are the truth. This is how we should pray. This is what Jesus said. Is that how we pray? Perhaps that's why we lack power. Perhaps that's why we lack results. Perhaps that's why after we pray, we don't feel that strength. We don't feel emboldened. We don't feel that confidence swelling through us because we're not praying the way that Jesus taught us to pray. Instead of asking God to maybe do something for you, you should be saying that you fully expect that you know and acknowledge His word is true, that you know and acknowledge that His power, His kingdom come, His power shall come to pass if you stand on it. And you will say, and that's what you're saying in the prayer, God, I believe your word and I believe your promises. I know you're a good father. That's how Jesus started. He started by saying that acknowledgement, that praise and that glory to God, saying you're a good God. You are a good father. And then after you say that, then say, you know what? I believe your word. I do not believe the circumstances that are in front of me right now. That's not the final truth. It may be the truth now, but it's not the final truth that I accept. I accept and I believe that your kingdom will come. Your promises will come to pass. I believe that, and I stand on that. That is how we should pray. You're, in effect, speaking His word. You're speaking His word, and you're speaking that into reality. This should cause us to think about the things that we say when we pray. I mean, think about it. When you pray, what are the words that you're saying? And do they match up with how Jesus said, hey, when you pray, this is what you say? Are those the things that we're saying? In your prayers and in your prayer time, speak the word. Speak the word and acknowledge, God, your kingdom shall come. I believe it. The last phrase that he says in that part of that phrase is, on earth as it is in heaven. That means that you are speaking those things from the spiritual realm and into the physical realm. You are speaking by your speech, by what you say, by your faith spoken in your prayer. You are saying, hey, God, I acknowledge your kingdom come. Your promises, your word shall come to pass. That's what I stand on. That's what I believe. And what you have said, what you have spoken, what's already done in the spiritual realm, what is already finished, the price that you have paid and the price that you have already laid out, the things that you've already done and accomplished, Jesus, in the spiritual realm, I know that they are done in the physical realm as well. And I'm speaking them from on earth as it is in heaven. What you've done, what you've accomplished, what you've already established, I believe that. And I believe that as it's done, it shall be evidenced here in the natural realm and in my life. Jesus is teaching us to pray the word, to speak the word, to acknowledge that you believe, that in faith you believe and that you understand. You see, it's different than what we do. Most of the time we're asking, God, would you please do this? God, would you please do that? Jesus is saying we need to acknowledge that we know that God has already provided all the things for us, that Jesus has already done the work. Instead of saying, God, would you please do this? God, would you please do that? What Jesus is saying here is you acknowledge the fact that the word is true. You believe it. And that you believe that it shall come to pass in your life. That's what you believe. Not the circumstances, but His kingdom. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now let's jump ahead real quick, and we'll do one more verse today. This is verse number 3. Again, this is Jesus teaching us how to pray. Give us day by day our daily bread. Our daily bread, of course, is the word. Jesus is the bread of life. And so when we say this, we're saying, give us our daily bread. Give us our Jesus, I need you daily. When we're praying, Jesus is saying, give me that word. Give me that life that is you, Jesus. Give me, I want that today. I need my fresh indwelling. I need my fresh word for today. Speak to me. I'm open to hear what you have to say. Speak to me. You're also saying that you understand the power for all things in life. The power for all things that you have need of are found in Jesus Christ. Everything that you have need of is found in Him. To say, give me my daily bread, is saying that you're accepting the fullness of the promise and the power of the word in your life. I'm going to read through the entire verse, or the entire, what is often referred to as the model prayer again. I'm going to start in verse 1, and we'll get even through where we were today. But I want you to have this whole thing in context, because I want you to see that, again, this is the disciples saying, Jesus, teach us this. It's one of the few times that the disciples say, hey, teach us this. Jesus teaches them a lot. But it's one of the few times that we see the disciples saying, hey, teach me. This is what I want. Teach me this. Now, it came to pass as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, that one of the disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. So he said to them, when you pray, say, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. We're going to look at this again tomorrow. We'll look at verse number 4. But again, remember, if you feel like there is weakness, there's not power in your prayer and in your prayer life, we can change all of that. The first thing that we see just by the disciples, they wanted the relationship with God that they saw Jesus had. It's about relationship. Prayer time is about relationship. Make sure that when you're praying, it is that relationship. Second, there should be praise. You should always be praising God in your prayer. When you praise God, it opens up God to move through you. You're going to find your prayer life much more powerful. Then as we learned today, it is also acknowledging in faith and knowing that, hey, your will, I believe not the circumstances, but I believe your word. Your kingdom come and your will shall be done. And it's already done in heaven. I believe that. It's already established. It's already done. The work is finished. As it's done in heaven, I believe it shall be in earth as well. It's what you say. It's speaking those things into life.